This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into and your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the rest of you. Now, before we begin, once again, there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this space that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered consciousness state, have the opportunity to be involved with that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. And once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that process, to close your eyes and express that intent to alter your consciousness and share in that interaction. But as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in a reality that is, for all intents and purposes, the most illusionary reality that it's possible for you to create. Utilizing that term, that it's a imaginary reality, does not for an instant mean that it's insignificant, but rather that it's an illusionary reality that requires a tremendous amount of effort for you to sustain. And it's an illusionary reality that you existing for a very limited period of your so-called conscious state in this vibrational level, utilizing once again your belief in time and space, another illusionary reality that doesn't really exist other than your awakened consciousness state, and once again in various levels of consciousness that you experience while you continue to be involved in this vibrational level. Now, this illusionary reality that you maintain and you experience in your awakened consciousness state is simply a validation of your beliefs and your belief systems, and it's your creation. It's your creation in conjunction with other entities that exist within your vibrational level. You interact with and are involved in various experiences with others in your awakened consciousness state that are as a result of beliefs and belief systems that you hold and choices and decisions that you make based upon what it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine that you will experience in this awakened consciousness state. In the other entities that you're involved with in those day-to-day interactions and participate in that reality creation process, agree to be involved in that reality experience, whatever that may be in your awakened consciousness state. For many, that's perhaps difficult to accept, that you are entirely responsible for this reality, and yet for others it adds a type of an explanation that is, if not acceptable, at least to some extent reasonable, to give you an explanation of this creation process that you're utilizing, and to give you an explanation of the determining factors for the realities that you experience in your day-to-day interactions and creation process. If you don't believe that you're in control, if you don't believe that you are in any way involved in this creation process, but are simply someone who is subjected to fate, if you wish to call it that, or subjected to the control and desires of others, then indeed, even that explanation that you and the entities that you're involved with are responsible for this creation in your day-to-day experiences is one that's very difficult for you to accept, absolutely. However, as we have suggested many, many times, you create your reality. You are the entity that's responsible for the experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness state. You create your reality, absolutely. And once again, these interactions with other entities on a day-to-day basis, for many, it's quite easy to at least reasonably expect that it's possible that you are indeed the creator of those reality experiences, or at the very least having an influence upon that reality creation process by your thoughts and feelings and by your choices and your decisions, what it is that you expect to experience, what it is that you desire to bring into your reality experience in your awakened consciousness state. Many will accept that there are certain elements that you are responsible for the experience in that awakened consciousness state. You make decisions that you believe that you are in control of the outcome to a certain extent of what it is that you experience in that awakened consciousness state. Almost everyone can accept that there are certain experiences that you are responsible for as a result of what it is that you desire and the choices and the decisions that you entered into to bring that reality experience into your day-to-day activities so that you can have it, so that you can enjoy it, absolutely. It becomes more difficult, of course, to accept that responsibility, that the reality you're experiencing is as a result of your choices and decisions and as a result of what it is that you desire and what you expect to experience when you are experiencing a rather less than desirable reality. Then it's much easier to look upon that experience and say, well, I really didn't have control over that one. That was really not my reality. I didn't create that reality. The one that you view as desirable, that are as the result of various choices and decisions that you have made, what it is that you desire and expect to experience, are indeed much easier to accept responsibility for than those realities that you find once again less than desirable. is you're responsible for one, it's very difficult to not rationalize that you're responsible for the others as well. If you're responsible for one reality as a result of your choices and decisions and as a result of what it is that you desire to bring into your reality, as a result of your beliefs and attitudes, then it's hard to wipe away the rest and not accept responsibility for those as well. You create your reality absolutely. And so when we refer to those individual interactions with other entities, your day-to-day experiences, what it is that you are creating in your so-called individual interactions with other entities, for many it's easy to accept at least the possibility that you're responsible for that creation process, for that reaction, for that interaction with other entities. What becomes more difficult is to grasp the concept that you are responsible for all that occurs within your vibrational level. You are all that is. You are one. And yet you are separate. Who and what you truly are defies an explanation through any use of any of your vocabularies or any method that you attempt to give an explanation for the unlimitlessness of the entity that you are. You are indeed an entity who is no more and no less than any other entity that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You are one. Despite the fact that you are an individual entity, you are nonetheless one. It's not that you're a piece of the one, you're not less than any other entity. You are all that is. And it becomes difficult to grasp that concept that you are all one. And yet, each of you, despite your individualism, are connected. Not only each of you in this room, each of you in your entire vibrational level are connected. You're all that is. It becomes an easier concept to grasp if you can accept the explanation that this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. It's an illusion. It only exists in your awakened consciousness state. Time and space don't really exist. They are illusionary. They're a belief system that we refer to as a human consciousness belief system, that all of you, as the one, agree to participate in. You agree to sustain and to perpetuate this belief and concept in time and space. And so it exists in your awakened consciousness state as an illusion. What becomes more difficult for you to grasp is the concept that the entire universe that you exist in is also an illusion. Your creation as the one. Each of you is involved in the creation and the perpetuation in all of the so-called evolutionary processes that occur within your so-called earth system. Each of you is a human consciousness as the one are involved in that transformation, if you wish, of this illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state that you refer to as the alterations and evolutionary process that's affecting not only your Earth system but your entire universe. It's an illusion. You're the one. You exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. The universe is made up of a mass of energy. It is who and what you truly are. You all are that energy. You all are the one. And yet you are individuals. It's an explanation, once again, that defies any type of reasoning through this utilization of some type of a language. It's an experience that you can have if you do it inside. You are the one that exists in this vibrational level that's responsible for the entire universe that you're experiencing. You are the one that is indeed responsible for maintaining what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. You as an entity are involved in all of the aspects of the transformation of this universe that you exist in. Now, it's important to grasp that concept. It's important to understand that you exist in this vibrational level through choice. You exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings. And we have suggested that you, as a human consciousness, as the one that you wish, have agreed to put in place what we refer to as this new age and new energy, a simple alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. A simple alteration of the energy that exists throughout your entire vibrational level and that you experience in all levels of your consciousness. An alteration of the energy that allows you in your awakened consciousness state to influence your creation process in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called history. You as a human consciousness of which each of you are participating in, of which each of you is the one, if you wish, has put in place this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this vibrational level for the opportunity for you to influence the reality from your awakened consciousness state in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Not impossible, but difficult. Now, when you alter that energy, when you put in place this alteration of energy that allows you to influence your reality from your conscious state, it doesn't just mean that you are going to have these so-called positive creation processes that you view in your awakened consciousness state as being desirable reality creation. Similarly to when you in your levels of consciousness where you create the reality would like to accept the responsibility for these desirable realities, where you make the necessary choices and decisions and you bring into your experience that which you desire, then it's easy for you to accept the responsibility for that, and consequently as well, when you utilize the same process, you also create what you refer to as the less than desirable realities. However, in your awakened consciousness state, you find it more difficult, once again, to accept the responsibility for that creation. It's important to understand that the level from which you create your consciousness has no such judgment. It's not right and it's not wrong. It's a creation process that validates your beliefs and belief systems, that gives to you that which you desire without exception, and rejoices in that creation process, regardless of whether you, in your awakened consciousness state, place a judgment upon that creation process and that experience as being good or bad or desirable or less than desirable. Your spoke of consciousness, the one that you are that creates the reality, makes no such judgment. It simply gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems. That's the process that you've utilized for creation, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the other vibrational levels that you are existing and experiencing in. This vibrational level in your so-called new age and new energy, the thought process that you have in your awakened consciousness state, the choices and decisions, what it is that you desire, and your imagination and your expectation bring into your reality. These experiences in a manner that's much easier for you to accomplish, once again, than it was in your so-called past, in your history. You not only have, but are experiencing a type of conscious creation that you have not seemingly experienced, or at least had very difficult experiencing in your so-called past, in your history. Now, it's important to understand once again that from the level of which you create your reality, that spoke of consciousness that you are, does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Validates your beliefs and gives to you that which you desire. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you're influencing the creation process in a manner that once again has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. And yet you do it on a daily basis. And your spoke of consciousness does not judge whether or not the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state is right or wrong, good or bad. You create not only your individual interactions, but you influence your entire universe. Without, once again, your spark of consciousness judging whether it's right or wrong. You are the human consciousness, influencing your reality through your thought process, through your conscious thought process, through your choices and decisions, through what it is that you expect to bring into your reality, and to experience in that awakened consciousness state in a manner that's been difficult for you to achieve in what we refer to as the old energy. In this new age, you are consciously influencing your reality, and that spark of consciousness that you are is not judging whether it's right or wrong. And once again, we're not just speaking about your individual interactions, but rather we're speaking about this entire universe that you exist within. You are the one. This is not just an individual awakened consciousness entity, but rather similar to your human consciousness belief system, it's a human consciousness element that's influencing your reality, that's influencing these day-to-day experiences. In your awakened consciousness state, many of the activities that are being experienced throughout your earth system are realities that you look upon as being less than desirable. You're experiencing change in your atmosphere. You're experiencing change in your earth systems. You're experiencing, in many areas, what you refer to as very disastrous activities. You are experiencing shifts in your earth systems, shifts that are being felt right down to the very axis that your earth spins on. You're experiencing water rations in your weather systems. You're experiencing very extensive shifts in what you like to refer to as the plots of your earth systems. And each of you are responsible for that creation process. That's the difficult aspect for you to accept. You can look at all of these alterations and changes in your atmosphere, and you can look at all of the changes in your earth systems. And you can, as you experience them, attempt to believe that it's beyond your capacity to control. Believe that it's a very difficult aspect for you to alter it. What is in the hands of what you like to refer to as nature, out of your capacity, is simply suffering from all of the effects of some type of an evolutionary process. You exist in an illusion in your awakened consciousness state. This reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You are the God you search for. When you come back to the simple, basic explanation of why you exist in this vibrational level, why you experience this reality, if you can accept that, then you must accept as well that you're responsible for the entire experience within this entire vibrational level, which is the entire universe that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. You can't cut it off at this point and say, well, I'm only responsible for what happens to me on a day-to-day basis, but this other stuff that's happening on the other side of the world, or even happening in what you refer to as outer space, as being beyond your control. Well, that's much more difficult to accept the responsibility for. And yet, if you come back to the basics, you are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. And if you apply that understanding to your entire experience in your awakened consciousness state, then you can't fail but come to the consensus understanding that you are absolutely in control, responsible for all that you experience, not only in your individual interactions, but for all of the atmospheric changes that you're experiencing, for all of these so-called shifts in your earth supplies that are resulting in actual alterations of the axis upon which your earth rotates. Your creation, your responsibility. We're not suggesting that one is right or one is wrong. We're not suggesting for an instant that what you're experiencing is something that you should not experience. It's a validation of your choices and decisions. It's your reality. If that's what you wish to experience, go for it. But just to look upon your day-to-day activities and to look upon what's occurring within your atmospheric system that surrounds your earth, to look upon the alteration of the earth's surface and to suggest that that's something that you're not influencing or having an effect on, is to not accept responsibility for the creation process that you're involved in. The judgment is not whether it's right or wrong. Absolutely not. If that's what you wish to experience, go for it. Once again, the spot of consciousness that you are that creates the reality Did so without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, give to you that which you desire, without failure. Validate your beliefs and belief systems. It's very difficult, however, for you to consciously alter what you refer to as an undesirable experience in your waking consciousness fact, unless you accept the responsibility for that experience. If it's right or wrong, that's once again an awake conscious concept, a judgment that you make in your awakened consciousness state. At the level from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. It's only a joyous reaction to a validation and creation process of your beliefs and belief systems, of your choices and decisions. You're all that is. You exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. You're the energy that makes up this reality, this vibrational level that you experience. You are one, despite seemingly separate entities that you experience through the various levels of your consciousness. You are nonetheless one, and yet you are individual. It's an explanation of who and what you truly are that once again defies any type of understanding in your awakened consciousness fact. However, accepting the responsibility for the creation process and for this vibrational level that you exist in gives you the opportunity to consciously influence the reality to be that which you would truly desire as being, what you in your awakened consciousness state would look upon as being a desirable experience, a desirable reality to exist in. Right or wrong only exists in your awake level of consciousness. We do not judge it as to whether it's right or wrong. You not only can but do have whatever it is that you desire. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You create your reality absolutely and entirely. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. If you don't like the reality you're experiencing, alter your beliefs and you alter your reality. We suggested that explanation of your reality creation process from the very first interaction that we had with the attribute. Not only in this vibrational level, in this particular incarnational period, but indeed in all other incarnational periods in which we interact with the attribute. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, we would like to take a moment or two and then we would return and be willing to attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.